14-14 to play in the game, 53-32, Emporia State with a lead. Pittsburgh State will have the ball to play inbounds on the baseline. It'll be Hardick to play the ball inbounds, plays it into English. Working against Gage McGuire, bounces down low, puts up a hook shot off the glass, it crawls off, no good. Offensive rebound, stick back is good for Tane Prichter. 6'11", freshman out of Bend, Oregon, his first basket of the ball game. Knox Wawasek, Octavian Butler, Mayim Boom down low, working against Prichter, kicks it top the key, Butler to shoots the three, out the back iron, no good, rebound to Pittsburgh State, coming away with it will be Shaw in traffic, puts up the floater, it goes in. Jeremy Shaw with five, makes it 53-36, Pittsburgh State on a little 4-0 run. Knox Wawasek across the timeline. Gets a screen from Mayim Boom. Kicks it out to Baker for a three. That's out the mark. No good. Rebound to Pittsburgh State. There to grab the rebound was Hardick. They get it up the floor. Shaw in the lane. Layup good. He's fouled. And here come the starting five, or four of the starting five. Picking up the foul for Emporia State was Knox Wawasek. That was his third. As Owen Long, Lavelle Ziegler, Caden Evans, Mayim Boom, and Elijah Comether check back in for Emporia State as the Pittsburgh State Gorillas have cut the lead down to 53-38. And the second free throw is good for Shaw. Shaw now with 7 points. Mayim Boom, or make that Mason Thiessen going up with a shot, missed it, gets his own rebound, goes back up with a shot, and this time he gets fouled. Picking up the personal foul. They call it on Landon Hewlett. That'll be his third personal foul. Third team foul whistled against Pittsburgh State here in this second half. And Mason Thiessen, the junior out of Inman at the free throw line, knocks down his first free throw, his first point of the ball game. What a basketball being brought to you by Emporia State University. Preparing students go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Second free throw bounces away from Mason. 54-39, Emporia State with a lead by 15. They've led by as many as 24, trying to drive Hardick. And we're going to get a foul on Lavelle Ziegler. There's a little contact along the lane line. It'll be ball out of bounds, though, for Pittsburgh State. For Lavelle, that is his second personal foul, second team foul here in the second half. Prichter gets the inbounds pass, gives it off to English. To Hardick on the wing, left side, drives it in the lane, puts up the, or kicks it off to Shaw, and he traveled with it. Did a little spin move and spun around one too many times, and the turnover gives it to Emporia State. 12:41 to play in the game. 54-39, Emporia State. Owen Long gives it off to Ziegler on the right elbow, gets a screen from Mason Thiessen, tries to drive around the screen, now heads to the baseline, try to give it off to Mason, not a good decision by Lavelle. Up the floor comes Shaw, layup good for Jeremy Shaw, and he has 9. He's come to play here in the second half. He has 8 points here in the second half. It's 54-41, 13-point ball game. And Ziegler almost has the ball taken away from him, and now foul's going to be called on Pittsburgh State. I think they're going to get Shaw with a foul. Shaw and Hewlett were going for the steal, and Emporia State was able to keep control of the basketball. Here's Owen Long, gives it top the key to Mason, gives it off to Ziegler. Ziegler now to Owen, thought about the three. Now he'll shoot the deep right corner three. Good, a hair crafter's three for Owen Long. That gives him 19. He makes it look so easy. 57-41 at Emporia State, up by 16. Oh, here's a bump out front. Owen Long, fortunately, didn't get the call. Here's Hardick from 15, shot no good, rebound. Caden Evans for Emporia State gives it off to Ziegler. Ziegler up the floor to Long. Long has it on the left side. He'll shoot the three and miss it. Long rebound tracked down by Ziegler, though. As it bounced almost to the half-court stripe, and now Coach Craig Doty said that spread the floor. Ziegler working out front, drives in the lane, puts up the floater, scores the bucket. Lavelle Ziegler with nine, and the Hornets lead it 59-41. Back up to an 18-point lead for the Hornets with 11-14 to play here in this first half. Or second half, excuse me, ball game. They go down low to English, being double-teamed to Shaw. Pass gets taken away by Ziegler, and as he heads up the floor, he's going to get fouled by Pittsburgh State's Quentin Hardick. His second team foul, number five. It'll be ball out of bounds for Emporia State. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Cade Nevins takes the inbounds pass, now gives it off to Owen Long. Shot clock down to 22. Ziegler has it, gives it top the free throw circle to Cade Nevins. Cade dribbles it once, gives it off to Owen Long. Dribbles down the paint, kicks it out to Mason Thiessen, to Ziegler. He lost the dribble, gives it off to Mason. 9 seconds on the shot clock to Elijah Comethyr with 5 seconds. Drives baseline, tried to give it off to Mason Thiessen. That was just out of sync for Emporia State as Elijah just got caught not knowing what to do with it. In the lane, shot up and no good for Hardick, but he gets fouled. Picking up the personal foul for Emporia State. That'll be Caden Evans, his first team foul, number three here in the second half on Emporia State. And they're saying this is a shooting foul. So two free throws coming for Quentin Hardick Jr. First free throw is good for the senior out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Substitution for Emporia State. Peyton Roger Schmidt into the lineup, replacing Elijah Comethyr. Second free throw coming for Hardick, and this one is no good. And the rebound to Peyton Roger Schmidt. 10:23 to play in the game. 59-42, Emporia State with a lead by 17. The Vegas lead was by 24. Ziegler gets knocked to the floor. Pass, though, ends up in the hands of Mason Thiessen. Gets it off top the key to Owen Long. Owen with 12 seconds on the shot clock. Goes between the legs with a dribble. Tries to drive. Loses the dribble. Feeds it up the floor. They get it up to Hardick. Or correction, that's missing the layup was Hewlett. Battle for the rebound and ball goes out of bounds. They'll give it to Emporia State. And that will take us to our under 10 media timeout. 9:51 to play in the game, 59-42, Emporia State on top. Hornet basketball brought to you by Charlie's Place, open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and a free pool on select days. That's Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
Do you or someone you know have a bed bug problem? If you find yourself facing this unpleasant circumstance, call McKenzie Pest Control. They have the knowledge, the equipment, and the experience to handle your bed bug problem using the latest products and techniques, including heat treatment, which can safely and effectively eliminate bed bug infestations. Call McKenzie Pest Control. Professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
Let technology bring you closer this holiday season to loved ones near and far. With unlimited data as low as $25 a month, you can get the phone you want with the features you need from the best people. Nextech Wireless, keeping Kansans connected.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
Back at John Lance Arena, 9:51 to play in the ball game. Emporia State leading 59-42. Hornets' biggest lead was at 24 points at 49-25 since that time. Pittsburgh State has outscored Emporia State 17-10. Emporia State with a basketball out of the timeout. Nogs Wawasik on the floor. Peyton Roger Schmidt, Caden Evans, Owen Long, Nogs Wawasik in the lane. Missed the shot, but there with the offensive stick back was Peyton Roger Schmidt. The offensive rebound and stick back for Peyton. He has four. Makes it 61-42. This is Hardick. Lobs it out top the key to Fournier, and then they throw it away. Turnover to Emporia State. Jeremy Shaw back into the lineup, and he'll replace R.J. Fournier. This is Noggs Wawasek across the timeline, guarded by Landon Hewlett. Keeping the dribble, shot clock at 20, middle of the floor. And Hornets are going flat four baseline. Now down to 13 seconds on the shot clock, and Peyton Rogers-Schmidt comes in to set the screen, and Noggs Wawasek going to the basket. And they're going to call a charge on Noggs Wawasek. That'll be his fourth. Substitution for Pittsburgh State back into the lineup, Calvin Polina. And Octavian Butler will check in for Emporia State, replacing Noggs Wawasek. 61-42 Emporia State. Up by 19. This is Hardick Jr. trying to drive. And they're going to call a little hand check foul on Emporia State. They'll call this one in on a light. They call that on Octavian Butler. That'll be, all right. No, they called it on Elijah Comethyr, his first. Out front with it, English gives it off to Shaw. Shaw's had a big second half. He has 8 second half points. Here's Hardick, and then we're going to get a little shove from Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Got a little out of position defensively. 16 foul on the Hornets. Comes with 8:45 to play in the game. Hornets leading 61-42. Pittsburgh State to play the ball inbounds. They play it into Polina. Give it off to English. Now to Hardick Jr. Working out front. Tries to drive. Now kicks it to Shaw on the wing left side. Now they work it right side. Pass intercepted by Caden Evans. And Emporia State with a steal. Caden trying to work on the right side. And they're going to call a hand check foul on Pittsburgh State. And the Hornets will get the ball out of bounds. They call the foul on Jeremy Shaw. His second team foul, number 6 on Pittsburgh State. It'll be ball out of bounds for Emporia State. They'll play it inbounds on the baseline. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Caden Evans gives it off to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt to Octavian Butler in the lane. Goes down low to Elijah Comethyr. His shot missing. He tried to tip it in but was unsuccessful. Here comes Pittsburgh State after grabbing the rebound. Hardick swings it on the wing to Paulina. Right swing, 3. Oh, he missed that one badly. Just glazed maybe the front end of the rim and the rebound to Emporia State. Down to 8:04 to play in the game. 61-42 Emporia State. Owen Long with the basketball. 19 points for him tonight. He's passed the 1,000-point mark for his career. That includes a stop at Maryville and Youngstown State. Now Emporia State. Here's Owen Long in traffic. He may have gotten one with the travel. Butler driving the baseline. They're going to call a foul on Pittsburgh State. And they call the foul on Landon Hewlett. That is his fourth. 17 foul at a 1-1 opportunity coming for Octavian Butler. Butler's 1-for-2 from the free throw line tonight. His only point has come from the free throw line. And his first free throw is up and good. He'll get the bonus. This makes it 62-42, 20-point lead. Once again for Emporia State. Butler's second free throw is no good. And the rebound, and we're going to get a foul on Peyton Rogers-Schmidt going over the back, and we'll go to the other end and shoot 1-and-1s. Stepping to the line will be Deshaun English. And Peyton picks up his second personal foul. That'll be the 17th foul whistled against Emporia State. English, a junior out of Pittsburgh, Kansas, hometown guys. Free throw, bounces off, no good. Peyton Rogers-Schmidt there to rebound it. Down to 7:41 to play in the game. 62-42 Emporia State. Owen Long gives it off to Caden Evans on the wing right side, trying to work off a screen. Now to Comethyr on the left side, Owen Long. Left open for a long three. Nailed it! Hare Crafters three for Owen Long. Gives him 22 points in the ball game. 65-42 Emporia State, 23-point lead. This is Shaw, left corner. Now on the wing, it goes to Hardick. Dribbles it to the right side. Feeds it to Hewlett. Now to Hardick, top the key for three. Missed it. Rebound to English. underneath the basket. Needs some help. Try to feed it out. Stolen away by Caden Evans. Feeds it up the floor to Owen Long. Gives it off to Tavian Butler. Layup good. And he's fouled. Oh, wow. That was pretty. Caden Evans feeds it up the floor to Owen Long, who gives it off to Tavian Butler, who finishes and draws the foul. Picking up the foul for Pittsburgh State will be Deshaun English, and Tavian Butler will be at the line for the three-point play and a chance to give Emporia State. Well, they already have their biggest lead right now at 25 points at 67-42. Chance to add to it right there. Free throw is good for Tavian Butler, and that gives him 5 points in the game, and it's 68-42. Emporia State up by 26 points. What a basketball brought to you by The Station. Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. Here's a long three that's good from the left wing. Knocking down the three-pointer is Magic Relliford. His first basket of the ball game makes it 68-45. Hornets being pressured in backcourt. They'll beat the press. Skip pass. Elijah Kamath there in the deep left corner. Thought about the three, but jumping out and covering him up quickly that time was Tane Prichter, a 6'11 freshman. And Elijah thought better of it. Gets it out front to Owen Long. Owen in traffic. Puts up the scoop shot. His shot gets blocked by Proctor. Up the floor comes Hardick. Give it to Shaw to the layup. He scored the bucket. Shaw with 11. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Pittsburgh State with 6:02 to play in the game. And Emporia State leading 68-47, a 21-point lead after they led by 26. So a little 5-0 run for the Pittsburgh State Gorillas, a 2-point basket and a 3-point shot. This will be a full timeout taken by the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. Well, the Hornets looking pretty impressive in this one, shooting 49% for the game, 24-49, 10 of 23 beyond the arc, 10 of 15 from the free throw line. And it's even on the rebounding battle, 29 rebounds each. Pittsburgh State just 4 of 10 at the free throw line, Emporia State 10 of 15. At the three-point line, Pittsburgh State 5 of 16, Emporia State 10 of 23. Hornets are 24 of 49 from the floor, Pittsburgh State 19 of 44. Pittsburgh State has turned the ball over 20 times in this ball game. Emporia State with 12 turnovers. And the points off of turnovers, Emporia State's outscored Pittsburgh State 24 to 12. Both teams with 26 points in the paint. But outscoring Pittsburgh State 30 to 15 from the three-point line, it's been a big difference in this one. Owen Long, 6 of 11 from the three-point stripe, 6 of 13 shooting the ball, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 3 for 4 was Caden Evans from the three-point stripe. And Nogs Mawasik has also made a three-point basket in this ball game. Out of the timeout, Emporia State will go with Lavelle Ziegler, Tavian Butler, Caden Evans, Mayim Boom, and Elijah Kamath there. Pittsburgh State will apply backcourt pressure. Here's Caden Evans being pressured in backcourt. Gets it up the floor to Mayim Boom. Gets it off to Tavian Butler. Gives it off to Elijah Kamath there. Goes up for the shot, and he gets fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. But making sure he didn't score was Tane Prichter. And this will be two free throws for Elijah Kamath here. He has 6 points. Free throws up and too strong. He'll get a second free throw here. Second free throw for Elijah is good. That gives him 7 points in the game, and it's 69-47. It's a 22-point lead for Emporia State with 5:50 to go in the contest. McBride back on the floor. They work it to Relliford. Now to Hardick. Gives it off to McBride. 14 seconds on the shot clock. McBride hands it off to Hardick. Drives baseline. Puts up a shot, and it crawls off no good. Rebound grabbed away by Hardick. In the lane, Shaw, shot good. Jeremy Shaw having a big second half. That gives him 13 points, 12 of them coming in the second half. Emporia State being pressured in backcourt. Caden Evans up the floor to Ziegler. Gives it off to Tavian Butler. Goes to the rim, layup, no good, but a battle for the rebound and a foul is going to be called. going to call the foul on Tane Prichter. That'll be his second personal foul. And stepping to the free throw line will be Atavian Butler. This will be two free throws. 10th team foul on Pittsburgh State. Free throw is good for Atavian. Gives him 6 points in the game. Substitution for Emporia State. Peyton Roger Schmidt in, replacing Mayim Boom. 70-49, Emporia State with a lead. Second free throw coming for Atavian Butler. Left it short, and the rebound goes to Pittsburgh State. Hewlett up the floor to Hardick for a three. He drained it. Nobody picked him up as he got across the floor, and Quinton Hardick knocks down a big three-point basket. That gives him 11 in the ballgame. Hornets quickly into front court to Tavian, or make that Elijah Cometh there. His shot is going to count. They're going to call goaltending on Tane Prichter. So give the two-pointer to Elijah Cometh there. That gives him 9 for the ballgame, and the Hornets are up 72-52, up by 20. That takes us to our final media timeout of this ballgame. Hornet basketball being brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Get your taco night fix Thursdays at the station 402 Merchant in Emporia. Tired of cooking all week? Let them handle dinner with some favorite Mexican cravings like tacos, crispitos, burritos, taco pizzas, and more. Wash it all down with a margarita or Thursday drink special. Stay and play. You'll find pool tables, cornhole, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small. The station, 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
Do you need a unique gift for your wedding party or maybe a fun gift that's one of a kind? At Carrie's, we offer custom hand engraving in-house. Hi, this is Carrie, and I'd love to discuss with you how we can make your event stand out with something perfectly unique, just like you. Bridal party tumblers, fun thank you gifts, and even keep the life of the party identified with their own customized flask. Stop in today and let's get creative. Carrie's Diamonds, where our difference is you.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
Back at John Lance Arena, down to 4:50 to play in this game. Emporia State leading by 20, 72-52. Pittsburgh State with a basketball. They get it top the key to Hewlett. His three-point shot in and out, no good. A rebound to Lavelle Ziegler for Emporia State. Second half score, Central Oklahoma 50, Northwest Missouri State 40 in a battle of the two ranked teams in the MIAA. Ziegler out front. Here comes a double team. Gets it off to Cometh there. Back to Ziegler. Shot clock down to 14. Ziegler middle of the floor waiting for a screen from Peyton Roger Schmidt. Gets the screen. Down the lane. Gets to the rim. Shot up. No good. Tip try. No good for Peyton Roger Schmidt. And the loose basketball picked up by Pittsburgh State's Relliford. To Hardick. Down low. They get it to Prichter, who gets the stuff. Makes it 72-54, Emporia State. Hornets again being pressured in backcourt. Owen Long with the basketball. Feeds it up the floor to Elijah Cometh there. Elijah cradles the basketball and waits for one of his teammates to come free. 17 seconds on the shot clock. And now he needs to dribble. Hornets will spread the floor down to 10 seconds to go. Cometh there. Drives past the defense, gets to the rim, gives it off to Peyton Roger Schmidt, scores the bucket. Nice assist by Elijah Cometh there. Good finish by Peyton Roger Schmidt. He has 6, and it's back to a 20-point Emporia State lead. 74-54. Shaw with the ball, feeds it off to McBride. They go down low to Prichter, has the ball knocked out of his hands by Caden Evans, and Emporia State gets the steals. Caden came from the weak side to knock it out of the hands of Prichter, and Emporia State with the basketball. This is Owen Long. Here comes a double team on him. Gets it off to Ziegler. Ziegler drives in the lane. Puts up the shot in the lane. Shot no good. Tip try no good for Elijah Cometh there. And they're going to get Elijah for a foul as he tries to knock it out of the hands of Prichter. And that'll be the second personal foul on Elijah. And 18 fouls. So a 1-1 at the other end for Pittsburgh State's Tane Prichter. What a basketball being brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Prichter with 4 points all here in the second half. First free throw is good. He'll get the bonus. 2:54 to play in the game. Emporia State leading by 19, 74-55. Second free throw is also good for Prichter. That gives him 6 points. Hornets being pressured in backcourt. Ziegler gets the inbounds pass. Here comes a triple team, and they're going to get a foul in backcourt on Pittsburgh State. Picking up the foul will be Quentin Hardick. That'll be his third. So two free throws coming for Lavelle Ziegler, who has 9 points. Leading scorer for Emporia State, Owen Long with 22, 11 for Caden Evans. All 11 came in the first half. Lavelle Ziegler with 9. The first free throw is too strong off the back iron. Elijah Cometh there with 9. Peyton Roger Schmidt with 6. 5 for Mayim Boom. 6 also for Octavian Butler. 5 for Noggs. Wawasik. Second free throw. Rims off. No good. And 1 point for Mason Thiessen. 74-56. Emporia State with a lead by 18. This is McBride in traffic. Lost it. Loose ball picked up by Ziegler. As it glanced off the backboard and went right to Lavelle Ziegler. Down to 2:35 to play. Owen Long across the timeline. He surpassed the 1,000-point mark for his career, with Emporia State being his third school. Owen Long, middle of the floor, tries to drive, and we're going to get a foul as he took it right at Pittsburgh State's Landon Hewlett. He picks up his fifth foul. He's doing some good defense. He'll foul out with 2:22 to play in the game. No points scored. And kind of see why Coach Jeff Boshi pulled the red shirt off of him. He's going to be a good player for him defensively and offensively when he gets figured out. Gage McGuire checks in for Emporia State, replacing Peyton Roger Schmidt. Noggs Wawasik in, replacing Lavelle Ziegler. Free throw for Owen Long is up and good. 23 points for Owen Long. Looking for 24. And he converts. 76-56, 20-point lead for Emporia State, 2:22 to go. Hardick gives it off to Fournier. Back to Hardick in traffic. Tries to feed it down low along the baseline. Ball gets deflected. It goes out of bounds. Who will they give it to? They'll give it to Pittsburgh State. Hornet basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Jeremy Shaw with the basketball. Gives it off to Hardick. Now to McBride. Tries to drive in the lane. Takes it to the rim. Gets it down low to Prichter. His dunk missed. And the rebound goes out to Owen Long, and Emporia State will bring it into front court with a minute 55 to play. Going across the timeline against Shaw. Now backs it up towards the half-court stripe. 17 seconds on the shot clock. A minute 45 on the game clock. Coach Craig Doty coaching up Owen Long. Goes between the legs with a dribble. Gets it in the corner to Elijah Cometh here with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Puts up a guarded three, and that goes out of bounds. Not exactly what they were looking for that time. Sam Baker will check in. So will Lavelle Ziegler. Also checking in for Emporia State will be Tyreek Robinson along with P.J. Johnson. So it'll be Sam Baker and Tavian Butler, Tyreek Robinson, P.J. Johnson, and Lavelle Ziegler on the floor for Emporia State. 76-56, a 20-point lead for Emporia State, down to a minute 26 to play. Hardick with the ball. He'll elevate and shoot it up from 15 and make the shot. Quentin Hardick with 13 points, tied for the team lead with Jeremy Shaw. In backcourt is Ziegler. Lobs it into front court to Butler. In the corner, P.J. Johnson. He'll shoot the three. He hit it! How about that? P.J. Johnson, the sophomore from Edmond, Oklahoma, knocks down a three-point basket of Haircrafters three, making it a 79-58 lead. And at the other end, there's a foul called on Emporia State. They call the foul on Tyreek Robinson, the 6'6 junior out of Kissimmee, Florida, the Emporia State Hornet football receiver. And that puts Albert McBride at the free throw line. And his first free throw is good. That's his first point of the second half. That gives him 7 for the ball game. He'll get a second free throw here. And the second free throw is also good for McBride. 79-60, 19-point Emporia State lead with 1 minute to go. P.J. Johnson in backcourt. Gets it across the half court stripe. Picks up the dribble. Needs some help. Gives it off to Tavian Butler. Being guarded by McBride. Takes it in the lane. Tries to go down along the baseline to Tyreek Robinson, who now kicks it out to Sam Baker. Top the key to Ziegler. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Now 7. Sam Baker with a drive. Euro step. Try to kick it in the corner. Pass gets... Well, Sam Baker was wanting it tipped, but he's not going to get the call. It'll be Pittsburgh State basketball with 33 seconds to play in the game. 79-60, hard court for 3. That's a NBA and beyond 3 for Hardick. That gives him 16 for the game. Butler across the timeline, and Emporia State, if they so desire, can just dribble out the clock. Ziegler with a basketball, and Pittsburgh State will allow Emporia State to do just that. Our final score tonight will be Emporia State 79, Pittsburgh State 63. 79-63, and that will be the ball game. There's the final buzzer. Hornets get the win. We'll be back with our post game right after this timeout. You're listening to What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Farming or ranching isn't just your livelihood, it's your life. No one understands that better than Farm Bureau Financial Services. We offer comprehensive coverage that protects your farm and ranch, machinery, livestock, and much more. You'll get customized coverage in one policy, with one premium and one deductible when you need it most. Contact me, Brian Fillinger, your Farm Bureau agent in Emporia, and learn more about smarter insurance for agriculture.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
It's time now for the Hornet Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. We'll return courtside to recap the game right after this timeout.
Right now, Prairie Land Partners have service and inspection specials that give you the power of choice and save you money. From mowers and compact construction equipment to the largest tractors and combines that John Deere offers, they have an option for you. They also have Legacy Series specials for older John Deere combines and tractors. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
79-63, our final score tonight. Emporia State with a victory over the Pittsburgh State Gorillas, as Emporia State led from the first basket they made to the end of the contest, as they never trailed in this game. Their biggest lead would be by 26 points when Emporia State led 68-42. With 6:52 to play in the second half, and they end up winning by 16 points tonight as the Hornets improve their season record to 13-3. They are now 7-3 in the MIAA. Pittsburgh State falls to 5-11 on the season. They are 2-8 in MIAA play. Let's take a look at our game stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. Now, when you look at this game, Emporia State was up 20-10, and then Pittsburgh State goes on a 5-0 mini run to make it 20-15, but then Emporia State would go on a 19-1 run to turn the game into a larger lead. They take a 39-16 lead, and that's They end up leading at halftime 39-21, and from really that point on, Emporia State never did look back. Looking at the individual numbers first for Pittsburgh State, two players in double figures. Quentin Hardick finishes with 16 points, 3 of 5 from beyond the arc, 6 of 12 shooting the ball. Also had a team-high 7 rebounds, had a team-high 8 assists, but also had team-high 6 turnovers. 14 points for Jeremy Shaw, and 13 of those in the second half for Jeremy Shaw. 9 points for Deshaun English, 7 points for Calvin Polina, Albert McBride with 8, 6 points for Tane Prichter, and 3 points for Landon Hewlett. For Emporia State, 2 players in double figures leading the way. Owen Long, 24 points, 6 for 6 from the free throw line, 6 of 11 beyond the arc. Also had 3 rebounds, had a steal and an assist. He had a plus 26 in the game. Cade Evans with 11 points. And all those came in the first half. He was 4 for 5. He also had 6 steals on the night, had 2 assists, had 4 rebounds. He had a plus 28 on the night for him. 9 points each for Lavelle Ziegler, Elijah Comethyr. 6 points each for Peyton Rogers Schmidt and Tavian Butler. 5 points for Knox Wawasek and Mayim Boom. 3 points for P.J. Johnson, Mason Thiessen with 1, Gage McGuire, Sam Baker, and Tyreek Robinson played but did not score. Looking at the team numbers tonight, Emporia State, 27 of 57 for 47% from the floor, 11 of 25 from the three-point line, 44%, but just 14 of 23 from the free-throw line for just about 61%. Pittsburgh State, 24 of 52 from the floor, 46%. 7 of 19 beyond the arc for 36%. They were 8 of 14 from the free throw line for 57%. Pittsburgh State does win the rebounding battle, 35 to 33. Again, their leading rebounder is Quentin Hardick with 7. He had 3 offensive, 4 defensive. Emporia State's leading rebounder is Elijah Comethyr with 7. 6 rebounds for Peyton Rogers Schmidt. Of Elijah's rebounds, 4 were offensive, 3 defensive. 6 rebounds also for Lavelle Ziegler. Emporia State turned the ball over 13 times. Pittsburgh State, 22 turnovers on the night, which Emporia State turned into 26 points. Pittsburgh State had 15 points off the 13 turnovers for Emporia State. Pittsburgh State would outscore Emporia State 32-30 in the paint. Second chance opportunities, though, Emporia State outscores Pittsburgh State 11-10. Fast break opportunities, Pittsburgh State outscores Emporia State 21-10, and the Pittsburgh State bench outscores Emporia State's bench 23-20. Emporia State led at halftime 39-21. Pittsburgh State outscores Emporia State in the second half 42-40, but Emporia State wins the ballgame 79-63. Again, their biggest lead was by 26 points. That biggest lead came with 6:52 to play in the second half when Emporia State led 68-42. Pittsburgh State never did lead in this contest. Again, with the win, Emporia State now 13-3 on the season, 7-3 in the MIAA. Pittsburgh State falls to 5-11 overall and 2-8 in the MIAA. Our game stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more on our postgame right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Hello again, Emporia. This is Curtis with Mainstay Suites, inviting you to check out why we are one of the fastest-growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended-stay hotel, you won't find a better deal anywhere in our city. Our spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and our meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through our Facebook page or call us at 343-7756. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
Shoal Construction does metal roofs. Shoal Construction offers residential, ag, and commercial metal roofing. Shoal offers designer rib steel, including standing seam or screw-down panels or stone-coated steel. Shoal Construction has financing available with low monthly payments. When it's time for a new metal roof, remember Shoal Construction. They will travel to you and provide free estimates. Call 620-591-2907. That's 620-591-2907. Find them on Google or Facebook. Shoal Construction, the company your neighbors trust.
Drinks are just the beginning at Charlie's Place, your favorite local bar in downtown Emporia. Watch your favorite team on one of their 10 TVs. Throw darts or shoot pool with old friends and new. Pool is free every day from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. If you need a snack, order up some satisfying bar food. Charlie's Place, open daily 12 p.m. to 2 a.m.